Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hello, my friends. I'm Brendan Burchard, host of The Brendan Show and founder of GrowthDay.com, and I'm honored to be your high-performance coach today. I believe that every day we can be inspired, we can live with intention and purpose, we can bring the joy and honor the struggles of each day to push ourselves to grow, to serve, to be a role model, to lead extraordinary lives. I believe that every day is a great day to grow. That's why I started my company, GrowthDay.com. It's an online personal growth platform where you can get me and the world's best personal development teachers live, coaching you every week, sharing our wisdom, keeping you motivated and accountable, encouraging you to find the aliveness and the connection and meaning of life that we're all after. If you're not a member yet, please go sign up at GrowthDay.com and join our huge worldwide community of achievers. For less than a dollar a day, you get the world's best teachers live every week. And look, you've probably known for a long time that you needed some expert guidance, an inspired community, and life-changing tools. So please Your breakthrough awaits you at growthday.com. Now, let's get to today's episode, my friends. Please listen closely. Maybe you take some notes so you remember these insights of personal growth. And share this episode with three of your friends, because we all have to share more positive messages in the world today. So share this with three friends just like you who are committed to their personal growth. And also be sure to tag me or DM me on Instagram at Brendan Burchard. Join our million plus community there on Instagram so I can say hi. Thanks again for listening. Now let's begin. When you meet a master negotiator, a master coach, a master therapist, a master, you know, role model who really understands how to do communication well in conflict, what they're doing is they're reflecting, restating, and rephrasing things that the other person are bringing to them. They're reflecting, rephrasing, or restating what other people said in order to demonstrate understanding. Because we all know from our life's experience, but also research, if the other person feels more understood, soon as they start feeling more, watch this, guys. Soon as someone starts feeling more understood, you start moving better towards the resolution of the outcome. It's actually, they've done a really cool thing in communication where there's like a chart. You literally see it. The person reports feeling more understood. Their move towards resolution, positivity, encouragement, ending the conflict moves up. They go together hand in hand. But most people don't know how to reflect because they don't know what to listen for. So here's an acronym for what to listen for. Okay. And we're going to use the acronym of FINE. Like, I'm fine. I'm fine. Okay. If you want the other person to feel fine, feel okay, feel safe in the conversation, FINE is our acronym today. FINE. Fine. What are you reflecting? You're reflecting, and it's usually in this order, but not always in this order. You're reflecting F, which is feelings. Someone says, I'm so pissed at you. It's as easy as saying, I hear that you're pissed. If someone says, I'm so hurt that you did that, it's saying, I know that you're hurt. If someone says, you know, I'm so angry, I hear that you're angry. It's just reflecting back the feelings that they are stating to you. And I mean, literally use the explicit one, even if you don't agree with it, right? If they say, you're being condescending to me, I hear that you feel I'm being condescending, right? It's as simple as just reflecting the words right back. You don't have to validate. You don't even have to agree. It's just hearing it. It's restating it back to them. It's reflecting it. It says, I'm listening to you. I heard the words that you chose to use, right? And it's reflecting back the feelings. A lot of people don't know how to access feelings. You know, research shows most people only have access to like 3 to 4 words to describe their feelings: happy, mad, sad, and confused. Happy, mad, sad, and confused. That's, most people don't know how to say any other words than that. They have no emotional training, right? I never did. I had like happy and mad. That's all I grew up with. I was like, happy, mad. That was it. There was no nuance of all the other feelings that we could have. So most people, they might not know how to communicate it. And so if you're sensing it, one way to reflect it is, I'm sensing that you're upset. Is that right? And it's saying, I sense it, and asking to help you gauge the feeling. Or it's just saying, I say it to coaching clients all the time, especially now in this virtual world. I say it on Zoom. And as many of you guys know, my coaching clients pay $1 million a year to work with me. So I'll look at them right on Zoom and say, you know what? Can we take a beat? I'm listening, but I can't quite gauge here through this virtual world what it is you're feeling. Could you describe that to me? I know that sounds so, you know, junior varsity, but I literally say that to CEOs. I say that to Olympians.
I say that to my friends, my partners, my spouse. I say it all the time. Hey, can we take a beat here? I'm not sure I'm picking up what it is you're feeling. Can you describe what you're feeling right now? I can't tell. I say that all the time. And now it just opened up the platform for them to express feelings. And that's really important for a lot of people, especially if you're dealing with somebody who doesn't say what they feel, or it's hard to read it on their face, to say, hey, can we take a beat a minute? I can't tell what you're feeling right now. That really can open up the door to better conversation. So if you hear it or you sense it, try to gauge it or reflect it back. So fine, F-I-N-E. The I is interests. To reflect back their interests. So here's what this means. I learned this a bit in mediation training and certification. This one really changed my life. It said, most people, they're arguing about several pieces of content, right? Several topics they're arguing or they're mad about. But often those topics can fit in one bucket. It's an interest that they have. Not an interest like curiosity interest. It means it is something that is important to them. So if interest doesn't translate in other languages sometimes, it's something that is important to them. So let me give you an example. And I know you've been there before, so let's just take it right into your house, okay? Maybe you're in a conflict with your roommate or your spouse, or your partner, the kids, and the conflict can sound like this. You left the pizza box out, you didn't vacuum, you haven't made your bed, and I'm sick and tired of it. And now what happens? The kid, the spouse, the partner, well, they go, yeah, but one time I made the bed. And no, I didn't know how to use the vacuum. Or what do? They argue the content points of what you just said. When someone argues the content points of what you just said without acknowledging the interests, that just says they probably haven't had training before. Because listen to what that is. Pizza box, vacuum, make the bed. Those are all interests. Those all go in a bucket of what? What's the bucket you would label those content pieces? What's the bucket called? Those go in. Well, the bucket says, it's important to me to have a clean house. They just didn't know how to say that. It's important for me to have a clean house and important to me to have support in making that happen. Important for me to know that you know that's important to me and to help me out. It makes me feel safer, happier, more relaxed in my house when things have a little more order. But they don't know how to say that. So good listeners listen through the content for what's important to them. So instead of saying, well, I do clean sometimes, you go, you know, honey, I hear it's important for you to have the house cleaner. Notice, I didn't have to agree. I'm not talking about all the points. It's just acknowledge the overall interest. If you really want to earn points, you'd say, honey, I hear that, and I recognize it's important for you to have a little more orderliness around the house and a little more help. Is that right? Is that what you're saying? Is that right? Is that what you are saying? So if you reflect back the perceived interest, and then you say, is that right? Is that what you're saying? Am I getting that right? And you stay open. What ends up happening is usually they say yes, or they go, no, what I'm trying to say, and then they'll share what's really important. Most people have only learned to argue about the little points, so they don't know how to make the big point. If you help them go to the big point called interests and have that conversation up there, most people can agree. On the little things here, we might fight about. So let's start up there. Does that make sense to everybody? It's interests versus just the content or the complaints. And as soon as we can get there and we reflect back to that, now they feel heard. And they feel heard at the macro which makes them feel understood as a person, not just heard or complied with at the micro, which even if they think they want that, they'll appreciate this one more.
Hey, it's Brendan jumping back in here again. Are you looking to go to the next level in your life right now? The next level of joy, abundance, success? Then you already know that you need to journal about your lessons learned in your life. You got to track your moods and your habits. You have to learn from the best personal development coaches and teachers in the world. And you got to stay inspired and accountable so that you can be more focused, disciplined, joyous, and keep growing. That's what the Growth Day app is going to help you to do, my friend. It's the world's first all-in-one personal development app. It has all of the tools you need, all the coaching and the community that you need to level up, to progress every week, to track your breakthroughs, and to keep growing in every area of your life consistently over the long term. So go start your transformation right now at growthday.com or just download the Growth Day app on your phone right now. Every day, you can keep improving. Every day, we are here for you, and every day is truly a great day to grow together. So let's make self-improvement a way of life. Let's make that self-improvement stick. Go to growthday.com right now.
Fine. Feeling interest. N is needs. Needs. Their needs. They will tell you their needs in almost every conflict. They will say it, but they won't say it directly. They'll usually drop breadcrumbs. They'll usually hint at it. They won't always say it, but there's usually a need that they have. Those needs are usually like, I want to be heard and respected and supported. I want to be heard, respected, and supported. Now, if we know they want to be heard, we can do that. If they want to be respected, we can do that. If they want to be supported, we can do that. It might not land and look exactly like how they wanted it to be. But when we're aware of that, we're able to reflect it back. And most people, in long enough conflict, they will reveal their needs. I need you to clean up. I need you to hit 10% growth this month. I need you to do this. And they'll say it to you. Often, what you need to learn to do is listen for the need, not the tone they expressed it in. This is where you truly get to another level of parenting or leadership. Listen through the tone. People suck at tone. They don't know their tone, and you probably misinterpret their tone. And so human beings are actually pretty terrible at discerning tone, especially at nuance. And so it's important for you to hear and reflect the need, even if your boss says, you're supposed to grow this business by 10% this month, and you haven't. Well, most people go, they get defensive. Well, I've been working my ass off. I've been at the office late. You know, you hire this new person who's not helping me. They suck. And this thing happened and this happened in the marketplace. Don't you understand? I'm doing my best here. And it's just like awful. But with the boss, if you can listen to the boss was saying, I need you to grow it by 10%, you can reflect back that need and say, instead of getting defensive, say, I hear it's really important to grow our company, the interest. And you need me and this team to deliver 10%. I hear that. That's all. Just reflect it. Just reflect. We're not solving yet. We're just reflecting. You might write that down. We're not even solving yet. We're just reflecting. This is, again, if you're like, this just sounds, Brendan, I'd hate this process. Please remember that hand in hand, as they feel more understood, their willingness to collaborate, to listen to you, to move towards resolution goes way up. Literally every degree that they feel more heard and understood, the more collaborative they become, the more amenable to other ideas they become, the more positive in their intent and their tone they become. It's universal across every single culture. As understanding goes up, the willingness to negotiate, the willingness to calm down, the willingness to end the conflict sooner than later goes up. We got to hear them first. So we're still in reflection stage. Reflect feelings, interests, needs. F-I-N-E, feelings, interests, and needs. And the final E that you might be listening for is the expectations they have for what should happen next. To reflect back to them their expectations for you, their expectations for the relationship, their expectations for the business. Usually when they're huffing and puffing at you, they're dropping some expectations. I expect you to clean up that pizza box. I expect you to talk with your teammate. I expect you to do better next time. Again, you don't have to agree, but you can reflect it. I'm hearing you, pizza box. I'm hearing you, talk to team. I'm hearing you, do this. All you gotta do is acknowledge it.
Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with three of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day. That's hashtag Growth Day because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review because believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. And I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community. So be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video. And you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, it's Brendan. And I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle, Ventura.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins. It's been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com.